This is awesome. This is the highest I've ever had ever.
Thank you.
How you all doing today? Doing good? I have some beautiful things to tell you today, okay? And I want one of you to take this microphone and invite all the other kids still in the pews. Can you invite all the other kids? Say it aloud. Invite all the kids to come here.
Invite all the kids to come here.
He did what the master said. So, dear friends, today we celebrate Ascension Sunday. And we all heard the gospel today and this first reading telling us about Jesus going up to heaven. So I will tell you a short story, okay, about ascension. So once upon a time in a little village, a Sunday school teacher, she was teaching the children and taught them about the ascension. As she was teaching, little Tommy, a very, very inquisitive boy, asked the teacher the question after she taught about ascension. How did Jesus go to heaven? Like a rocket? Or he used a ladder? And the teacher said, no, Jesus didn't need a ladder to go to heaven. He can come and go whenever he wants because he is God. So little Tommy sat and thought for a moment and said, but so when is he coming back again? So the teacher said, we don't know. So Tommy said, what about if it's raining? Will he still go or come back? The teacher said, Jesus doesn't worry about rain or sun. He goes and comes whenever he wants. And so Tommy said, well, just tell him whenever he's coming back, he should make sure he says Jeronomy, so that nobody is surprised about his coming. So we should know that he is on the way so we can prepare ourselves to receive him. And the teacher told Tommy, Jesus Christ's love doesn't need a ladder to come to each and every one of us. Like he went to heaven, his love comes to each and every one of us. Anyone who opens his heart or her heart to receive Jesus' love can receive Jesus' love today and always. And you are here today because you seek to receive Jesus' love. Jesus cares about you. He loves you as you are. And he calls you every day by name. He tells us, let the little children come to me, and let no one stop them from coming, because he knows that when we come to him, we are able to celebrate the life that he has given us. So for those who listen to the gospel today, did you hear anything in that gospel? What did you hear in the gospel? What do you think about Jesus' love for you? Do you think about Jesus' love for you? And what do you think? Does he love you? Yeah. Does he love you? Yeah. So how does he show his love for you?
By feeling him in our heart.
We feel him in our hearts, right? Beautiful. Who else? How do we feel his love for us?
By helping us.
He helps us whenever we need his help.
He saves us.
He saved us. Man, I couldn't imagine you would say that. Please, let's give a hand for this young man. He said, Jesus saved us. She said, we feel the love of God in our hearts, and then he helps us. I think they are amazing. Yes, let's listen to me.
Because he loves us so much.
He loves loves us so much. Wonderful.
When he tells our conscience.
When he tells our conscience. Are you a theologian?
He gives us joy.
He gives us joy. Man, these kids are amazing. Who are your teachers? Their teachers are doing a great job at St. John's.
He took away our sins.
This is mind-blowing. He takes away our sins. Wherever you guys are going to school, keep going there, okay? You guys are great. Your parents are proud of you, and I'm happy that all of you know that Jesus loves you and cares about you so passionately. He saves us, he guides us, and today he promised us that if we listen to him and believe in him, we'll be able to drive out demons. We'll be able to do whatever we can do in his name because he never abandons us. And he will never abandon you. And you also never stay away from him, okay? That is the only person you should not stay away from. Make God your best friend, an invisible friend that nobody can see, but only you know and then feel it, right? That's an invisible friend, an invisible protector, an invisible guide. May he continue to love you and care for you always. Right now, we invite you to stand up, face your parents so they can cheer for you as you go back to your seats. So, dear parents and grandparents, to conclude our homily for today, I would like to remind us of one thing. Our world today is in need of hope. Hope is the only thing that can heal the world today. Because if you look around us, you realize that so many of us have given up on life or are in the process of giving up on life. So many of us are wondering if we can still make it because we have tried everything possible, but we have failed. But Jesus Christ is reassuring us today that his going up to heaven is not utterly abandoning the world to itself. He is going up to heaven, but he is with us. And because he is going to send us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that is coming to empower each and every one of us in every struggle. It could be your health that you are struggling with. It could be your parents or your children's health that you are struggling with, trying to comprehend if God still cares about you, if he is still present. Yes, he is. If God was not there, if he were not with you, imagine that it would have been worse than what it is now. He is with you. All you need to do is have a little more hope, have a little more trust in him, and the power of the Holy Spirit is going to transform your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.